Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center at www.imnc.org for Thursday, May 29th, 2014. Four Palestinians injured and at least 24 others kidnapped by Israeli troops during invasions and clashes in the West Bank. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. A Palestinian youth was severely injured on Thursday after being run over by an Israeli military vehicle in the village of Beit Umar, north of Hebron, in southern West Bank, according to local activists. 15-year-old Anan Abu Ayash was severely injured in the head after being run over by an Israeli military jeep. He was transferred to a hospital for medical treatment. Later in the day on Thursday, 9 Palestinians were abducted and 3 injured by Israeli forces after they violently dispersed a public protest by Palestinians in Jerusalem's Old City. Palestinians gathered in protest of the Israeli celebration of the occupation of East Jerusalem in 1967. Earlier on Thursday at dawn, Israeli soldiers have kidnapped at least 15 Palestinians in different parts of the occupied West Bank after dozens of soldiers invaded Palestinian communities and searched dozens of homes. Kidnappings and home searches were reported in the districts of Bethlehem and Hebron in southern West Bank, in addition to the central Ramallah area and Jenin in the north of the West Bank. In other news, hunger-striking Palestinian political detainees held by Israel, Abid Idweb, 44, was moved to an Israeli hospital after suffering a heart attack on Thursday. Meanwhile, the Palestinian Ministry for Political Prisoners Affairs announced that 80 hunger-striking detainees have been moved to hospitals by the Israeli army due to deterioration in their health. More than 200 detainees started their strike on April 24th in protest of Israel's administrative detention and ill-treatment by their captives. Israel uses the administrative detention to hold Palestinians for longer periods of time without charges or being shown in court. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Thursday, May 29th, 2014, news roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by George Shmawi and me, Bassam Bannoura.